Or not. Quite long.
It's an antibody.
Zinc what?
Bacitracin. That's a... John's or Pepimor's. Antibody. Anyway, it's not an antibiotic. It's halfway, I think, between a sulfa and an antibody. I don't know. Sure about that. No, it doesn't have anything to do with very much. I really don't know.
At least you're being honest.
Big truth. Mm-hmm. I really don't know.
Honestly,
Listen, is that recording everything we're saying?
Yeah.
You got it going.
No. When I say that, you don't want to.
I expression, let's see, you feel like a brick. What's that word? No.
I think I better go see Ernie.
This isn't going anyplace. I'm just getting, he said, bulk and once and might be and how long and.
Trying to find out how I talk. He picked her up,
didn't he?
Got to hear me sometime back there and get mad at him. Or you and Ernie and three or four of them getting the corner.
Yeah.
Especially Ernie. Oh boy.
Bill, have you got a pretty nice young place? Or you just started?
No, I'm not just starting. I've been there several years. I don't know.
I got a corn collection. That's what my wife tells me, though. Too much money going there. Yeah.
He's taking a day of Carnegie before his wife got up and he brought you a coffee in there. She collects China cups and saucers. And I don't know what he's gone through talking about. Anyway, he was up. And he said, Bill, I said, you all right? I got the saucer back here. The saucer collection. I thought we'd find a place to put them. He said, there's always an old gun stuck around the corner somewhere. So.
I went up to Chinook last Saturday. Done some horse trading on the corn collection. Oh, I've got a nice collection.
Sorry, what do you collect?
I have
coins
been,
or coins?
No, American coins. Strictly American coins, so. And I've got two or three big dollar bills, you know, they made back.
Saddlebanks?
Yeah, Saddlebanks. I've got two or three of those. I got one Saddlebank $2 bill.
Yeah.
And, but other than that, just strictly American coins. I've got a pretty nice collection of Indian pennies, some B nickels. I've got a nice collection of buffalo. I haven't been at it too long, a little over a year. But I've got a lot of money tied up.
Pretty good money tied up next up. I kicked out of you around a little bit 3 or 4 years ago and got a book and read it. And I decided to be I didn't have the patience nor the money to get with it. I trade guns a little bit.
I got a brother, cut. Well, it's a first cut. That's, he looks through 10,000 pennies a week. Oh, he sure does find some good things.
That's true.
That's his work, boy. Gives me a headache sitting down and look very many. I've looked at several. Go to the bank, buy some rolls. I got this guy at the bank there is a real good friend of my dad's. My dad's got a big collection. He's been collecting 20 years.
Yeah.
And dad's in with him real well. And they get any brand new coins in while we always go to get some rolls.
I
know
it's
reading
that book. It say a certain year of coin, a certain mint.
Yeah.
So that would be worth $5, $10, $15. What makes that?
Oh, just the quantity minted, the scarcity of them.
Affection or something.
Well, right. We've got some coins. There's a misspelling on them. We've got a coin that's been double dyed.
I mean double